Any shift in our foreign policy is evidenced many times by the motion pictures you see on your television screen. For instance, during World War II, we were motivated by chauvinistic and nationalistic purpose, and we had some great war films. Today, our policy has changed. We have the United Nations, and we're living with the threat of the bomb. So we'd like to show you two motion pictures, one as it would have been filmed during World War II, the other as it would be filmed today. The World War II film is first, the scene somewhere in the South Pacific on a Japanese held island.
Babe Ruth stinks!
Hey, Lieutenant, you hear what the enemy said about the babe? You hear that? Dirty, rotten, slimy, sneaky, low-down, sniveling, yellow-bellied... Ah! Jap! German? Italian? Who else we fighting?
Easy.
It must be somebody else.
Easy, boy! Right. There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
You can't see them,
No. But
they're out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey! Hey, Sarge, it's me, Bob! I'm wounded! Help me!
Hey, Lieutenant, that sounds like Bob out there, like we ought to help him or something, like he's in trouble.
Now, wait a second, that could be the enemy. How tricky they are.
Yeah.
You know, Orientals have trouble pronouncing words with the letters R in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's ask him a question with a lot of R's in it. What was the name of that game we used to play when we were kids, the ring thing?
Oh, I know. I got it.
What's the name of the children's game where everyone forms a circle and dances around the one in the middle? Ling-a-long-a-losy.
Well, that's what we called it in my neighborhood.
I realize that, Sergeant Wong. You know, we're in a heck of a spot here.
Yeah.
Surrounded on all sides, outnumbered at least 10-1, just two of us left. Sergeant?
Yeah?
Do we surrender? Or do we attack?
Lieutenant, we launch our own frontal assault. We go get one for Goldberg, we get one for O'Brien, one for Terrazini, one for Drombowski, one for Peterson, and one for Robinson. We get one so we can have chocolate sodas all over America, and we get one for Mom.
You hear that? You hear that? Let's get one for Philip Wiley's mother!
Yeah.
Come on! Over the top! Let's go, everybody! Get him! Well, that's the way it would have been during World War II. Now, today, as I say, our policy has changed, and that film would come out on your theater screen looking something like this.
Mickey Mantle's a sucker for a curveball!
Hey, that boy's been reading Sports Illustrated.
Yes, they're very well informed, the adversary. I don't think we should ever underestimate them. In fact, they've taken giant steps in their educational system, passing our own secondary system in many instances.
Well, better schools are everybody's job. I think we should all give now to the colleges of our choice.
Good advice, Sergeant. Someday you'll be a lieutenant.
Hey! Hey, Sarge, it's me, Bob. I'm wounded.
I sound a little you like Bob, like he's in trouble or something?
It could be. Now, I didn't see him at the chow hall tonight. He lost his Diners Club card. Good luck, Bob. He'll make it. He's a champ. You know, we're in a pretty precarious position here, Sergeant.
I know that.
Ammunition's gone, medical supplies are low, just two of us left.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest we do? Surrender or attack or what?
Well, Lieutenant, I don't feel that two groups of men, just because they're on opposite ends of the political and ideological ladder, should be made to come together in armed conflict. I feel that steps are being taken now within the framework of the United Nations that will one day lead to a worldwide brotherhood of man. Men of every race, color, and creed will walk side by side through a world based and founded on peace and equality. Work is being started by great...